On July 19th, we visited a small village called Al-Walaja. Walaja is the largest village south of Jerusalem, located in Bethlehem. In 1948, during the Nakba, Al-Walaja was one of the many targets of the Zionist mass expulsion campaign. Most of the people were forced to flee the town, and 65% of the land was confiscated to the State of Israel. Those who remained built their homes on the remaining land, on the other side of the valley, which some call New Walaja, or simply kept the name Walaja. The annexed land now remains standing as part of Israel and forbidden to Palestinians.
In 1967, during the 67 War, Israel captured and annexed the West Bank, including Jerusalem, beginning the illegal occupation of the West Bank and Gaza, which continues today. During this period, Israel also annexed Al-Walaja, placing the village under the jurisdiction of Israeli governmental authority. However, the residents were not given Israeli citizenship, nor were they informed of this annexation until 1985, when the town received its first house demolition order. The demolition of infrastructure, which is illegal under the 1949 Geneva Convention, is part of Israel's greater plan of ethnic cleansing of the Palestinian population. Hatta, a resident of Al-Walaja and member of the Popular Committee Against House Demolitions in Occupied Palestine, explains,
"Nothing new, it's not only Al-Walaja. All the villages around, they are suffering the same problems. Hussein, Halim, Rabin."
In our visit to Al-Walaja village, we sat down with three villagers who are victims of Israel's laws. All three have been accused of illegal landowners of their own land. Munzir Mahmoud Hamad, 50, Omar Issa Mahmoud Hajjaj, 40 years old, and Amin Muhaddin Al-Atrash, in his late 30s, have been going back and forth to the Israeli court in order to fight for their rights of property and for the safety of their families. They each talked about their own personal stories, their experiences with Israel's laws, and about what they go through every day to prove to Israel that their land is rightfully theirs and that they should not be punished for defending their rights of existence.
Munzir Mahmoud Hamad, 50 years old, has been living in Al-Walaja his whole life. His house was demolished on orders by the Israeli government, who claimed that it was built on illegal land. After his house was demolished, Munzir had to live in a tent for a few weeks until the people of Al-Walaja came together and gathered enough money to rebuild his family a new home. But he is sure that they will demolish his house again.
"When I rebuilt the house, I was 100% sure they were going to demolish it again. They kept on coming back. They took me to court, and I knew very well what they wanted from me. They wanted to redemolish my house, and as you can see, Al-Walaja is a very beautiful area. The Israelis, every time they see something nice, they want to take it from us. They are like children. They want to have everything and they want to own everything."
Top of house demolitions, the residents of Al-Walaja have recently been given an order from the Israeli military of a proposed plan whereby Israel will build the apartheid wall around the town, encircling the village and turning it into a semi-ghetto.
"People in Al-Walaja dream of something good to happen. With what is happening in the political situation, I personally don't have any hope for Palestine, seeing the wall and the occupation. Some people are dreaming that there will be peace. These are very weak people. The Israelis took our land. The people in Al-Walaja are farmers. Our attention should not be on houses and buildings, it should be on the land. Unfortunately, some people are paying more attention to the houses."
Palestinian residents of the West Bank and Gaza Strip must adhere to Israeli military law, while Israeli settlers living illegally in occupied Palestine are governed in accordance to civilian law.
"Israel uses their laws on the Palestinians. They accuse you of doing something wrong and they put you in jail. Then they give you a fine. Israel is using their laws against Palestinians. You are coming from Tel Aviv to tell me that this land doesn't belong to me, according to Israeli law. The West Bank is an Arab area, so why are they using Israeli laws in Palestinian cities and towns? Israel considers the West Bank as Israel. Don't we want our own authority? How are we supposed to gain our own authority when Israel is dominating the West Bank?
One there is living and will continue to live in opposition to Israeli law, for no other reason but simply for him and his family to live with dignity as all human beings should.
I believe that Israel is going to kick us all out of the West Bank. I have no good vision for the future with Israel. This is my own opinion. I believe one day the Israelis are going to put me in jail because I'm not respecting Israeli law. I'm not trying to be brave by doing this. I am just following my goal in life. Israelis are the people trying to destroy us. Omar Isa Mahmoud Hajjaj, 4 years old, is born and raised in Al-Walaja, like his father and grandfather before him. His family has been part of this village for hundreds of years. It has been 7 years that Omar has been fighting for his home and for his land in Israeli High Court. It all started when Omar built an extra 30 meters around the old house owned by his family for many years. Recently, the Israeli High Court decided to demolish his house because it claimed that it is blocking the path of the construction of the Israeli separation wall. Omar was ordered by the Israeli High Court to leave his house and land in exchange of another land in another location and also in exchange of money. As he refused, there has been many attempts from Israeli soldiers and the Israeli court to make him feel uncomfortable in his own house by installing checkpoints, by harassment and by intimidation tactics.
But it's hard if this is your land, the place you have always been. It's hard to leave. Am I really going to abandon everything I own and go live in Bethlehem?
The case with his house ended with the Jerusalem municipality and has been transferred to the Ministry of Interior Affairs of Israel and under the surveillance of the Israeli military. The Ministry of Interior Affairs decided to build the wall by making Omar's house part of what Israel claims to be Israeli land. This did not please Omar, who wanted to stay on the Palestinian side of the separation wall. He didn't succeed in convincing the Israeli court in complying with his request. Instead, the court considered putting a fence around his house.
The whole point of having this fence is so that I can be considered like an animal in a cage, and they control when I can come out, when I can get in, when I can eat, and when I can't eat.
Omar is worried about his children, claiming that his loved ones cannot be raised in this situation. However, he argues that living in this type of harassment oppression is not new for him and his family. This military oppression is not only on him, but on all his neighbors in Al-Walaja. Omar has been enduring continuous harassment from the Israeli military. He would be held on check points for hours exceeding up to 2 a.m.
What's important for us is that for people for whom this case is important, we want them to listen and see what we are going through. Even children that are 4 years old, the children grew up saying the word army. Army here, army there, always saying the word army. A two-year-old child, instead of going out and playing like normal children, all he does is see the army. My son would wake up from the sounds of the army. Israel and America are talking about democracy and liberty, but there is no such thing. I should know, I have been living with Israelis for 40 years.
With the expansion of the Israeli settlement, Israel will be building a 35 meters highway from Hosh Krimzan to the Canyon, passing by Omar's house that will be surrounded by the fence.
We'll be living in a cage and cars will be passing by and the people can point and look at us as though we are animals. They are going to make a mockery out of me. I don't think that my house and where my house is and where I live is as important as what is happening in Lebanon. It's not more important than what's happening in Gaza and Jenin either. But every person here has their own situation to take care of.
Omar refused and still refuses to be on the Israeli side of the separation wall. He is not interested in having an Israeli citizenship. He is happy in living with his family. He claims to be happy with everything he has and doesn't need anything more. Omar did not expect his case to be taken to court. Knowing it did, he believes that Israel is serious about the case and needs to take a decision as soon as possible. Omar claims that Al-Waraja is considered important for Israel because it is the only village that is open between Israeli settlers and native Palestinians. There have been many political problems between the people of Palestine and Israel. Omar says that the Palestinian Authority has not been able to stay in contact with the people and no financial aid has ever been offered for the people of Palestine in need.
My wife wants to leave and is trying to convince me to leave. She says this is not a life for children, but why should I leave? This is my land. What do you want me to do? Tell a settler to come and take my place? You want security? You're afraid for your people? Then put a wall on your land, on your people, if you're afraid for your people. Why do you put it on us?
حط على شعبك حط على شعبك الجدار انت خايف على شعبك حط على شعبك انا مش خايف انا ليش تحط علي انا ما مش خايف على شيء انت خايف خايف انا ادخل على شعبك او ان شعبك يصير له شيء وحده يجي عليك احمي شعبك انت حط الجدار عليك.
Israel has been also attempting in buying Old Waraja from its original Palestinian owners, whom Omar is among. Even though Old Waraja is not legally owned by Israel, Palestinian owners of that land have no right in living or building on it under Israeli law. Israel wants to buy it from Omar in order to have signed papers to show that he agreed to sell his land. This would be a legal proof that he sold his land to Israel.
My house belonged to my father and my grandfather. I made the house bigger. In 1948, we used to live in the old Waraja. We moved from one mountain to the other. We are where we are right now because we had in mind that we were going to go back to old Waraja. That's why we didn't go far, because we knew we would come back. Amin Mohaddin Al-Atrash was born in Al-Walaja in the 1970s in the house that he currently lives in. Since 1997, he has been in and out of the Israeli courts, fighting a house demolition order issued by the Jerusalem Municipal Court, stating that his house was illegally built. He recalls the transfer of his family from Old Walaja to present-day Walaja when Zionist militias in 1948 ethnically cleansed what is now called Old Walaja of its indigenous Palestinian inhabitants and confiscated 65% of the village. Amin considers his current situation as part of Israel's new method of what he calls modern transfer.
Before 1948, my family moved from Old Walaja to New Walaja. Now we are living through the same things as 1948, but it is more organized than before. Instead of using guns, they are using Israeli laws. Israel is forcing us to respect laws that are established by the Israeli state. They interpret the law for us and they apply it on us. We can't do anything to defend ourselves.
Israel has called the land Amin's house is built on unrecognized. Therefore, they claim his house must be demolished.
One day, Israel gave me the decision that they were going to demolish my house.
قرار يعني هدم بدون محكمة بدون أي شيء بعطيك القرار إن هذا البيت للهدم.
I have 30 days to go to court to stop the demolition. After 30 days, a decision would be taken and the law would be applied. It has been since 1997 that I have been in Israeli courts.
He was also ordered to pay a fine of 31,000 shekels, but Amin refuses to do so.
I refuse to pay because I said to myself, why should I pay a fine of that amount if the land is not registered and is unrecognized?
Residents of Al-Walaja are specifically being targeted by Israel because of the key location of their village. Al-Walaja is near Jerusalem, and the locals have heard that Israel is planning on building a new settlement, which will connect the settlement of Gosh Etzion to Jerusalem, as well as a new settlement called Gavet Yael, which will be directly on the land of Al-Walaja. Israel has been pressuring Amin and other residents of Al-Walaja to move from his home. Some people have been offered blank checks and Israel has said to them, write whatever you want in exchange for your land.
They tried to make me move from my house. They told me anything you want, we are ready to give it to you. Just leave your house, we'll give you anything. Money, a house on another land. In my opinion, as a Palestinian, the number one thing is that you have to exist and that you have to be here and be present.
يعني لا يدفعوا ملايين الدنيا من أرضنا من بلدنا منها مش طالبة حتى يعني بدهم يطلعون على نفس البلد لكن خارج حدود بسموها البلدية.
When I went to court, the judge asked me where I am from.
يحققوا معنا بكل منين أجيت بكل أنا انولدت هنا. شو منين أجي؟ أنت منين أجيت؟
اللي أنا انولدت. I'm from here, from Palestine. You're the one that came and built settlements.
فانجن القاضي المحقق مني حقد علي.
The judge tried to make me sign a paper stating that I have 3 months to get out of the house. I refused. He started threatening me, telling me they're going to beat me.
يعني بهذا اللي هو أرخص إشي أنا خسر لي بشكل يعني مش مفرقة عندي شو بدك تسوي سو بدك تسجنني
You want to put me in prison? Put me in prison. If you want to kill me, here I am, kill me. If you're a man, do it. Then 4 Israeli soldiers got into the place where we were talking and told me they were going to beat me. You have 2 choices, either you put me in prison or tell me to go home, or you can even cut off my finger and use it to sign the paper, otherwise it's not going to happen. So he told me to go home.
The village of Al-Walaja has been shrinking as a result of Israeli land confiscation since 1948. House demolitions have been taking place since 1985. A roadblock was built on the main road, making travel difficult, and arrest campaigns of local residents have become a common occurrence. In other words, the people of the village are being strangled more than ever by the Israeli occupation, and they are tired of fighting to live.
They tried to use the law in order to tire us. They know we don't have a permit. They make us try and get a permit to go to court. They just want to tire us out. If you are strong enough, you follow their law until the end. No matter how smart and sneaky you are, their law is always going to win. If you want to deal with the Israelis, you have to take a long breath. They do all they can to tire you and to make you give up. But I personally haven't given up.
هم بيستعملوا بيلعبوا على الوقت واحنا خلينا نلعب معهم وهنا ماشيين وان شاء الله ربنا بوفقنا.
All 3 villagers are still struggling in their fight for their rights of existing and of keeping the lands that is rightfully theirs.
This is Hanin Amar and Tanya Tabar reporting from occupied Bethlehem.
كأنه المصاري شاطئ لحالة
الغني من تلقاء نفسه حابب يوزع ورق المال منه بخيل ابدا على عكسه تذكركن يا ولاد الحلال
ليل يا لال
ليل
يا لال
كل واحد منا عنده ستيلو ما بيمنع انه يصير تنسيق جبلي لمضيلك قلمي ستيلو كل الشعوب بكرة حتفيق يا سلام
يا سلام يا سلام سلموا هالايام
السلام
أصلا من جياب الناس مسكوبة لازم ترجع جياب الناس